Words in English ending in ENT and ANT come from French. They're the same. Same spelling, same meaning. Pronounced ang. ENT and ANT is pronounced ang. Like different would be?
Different.
Different, yes. Mm-hmm. Important would be?
Important.
Important, yes.
Mm-hmm. Important.
Mm-hmm. Important, yes. The IN and IM is pronounced un. Important, yes. And the accent, the stress, is always softly at the end of a word in French. Always put it at the end, yes. Mm-hmm. It may often be make the difference between being understood or not being understood, depending on putting the accent at the end, the stress at the end of a word. So it is not very different that way, would be.
C'est différent.
Don't rush it. Think it out. It is not.
Ce n'est pas.
Right. You see? So again, it is not very different.
Ce n'est pas.
Very different.
Très différent.
Like that.
Comme ça.
Right. Ce n'est pas très différent comme ça. Mm-hmm. Yes. But it is very important for me.
Mais c'est très important pour moi.
Right. Mais, but, c'est très, it is very important, important pour moi. Mm-hmm. Yes. Très is spelled T-R-E-S. Yes. The S at the end of a word may be pushed over to the following word if the following word starts with a vowel and it takes on the sound of a Z, of a Z, yes? For instance, very important can be très important, yes? But the S belongs, is hooked on to important, to the vowel. In slow motion, it is très important. So it's not très, but right. Très important. C'est très important. Yes.
Très important.
If you cut, then there's no push. If you cut after très, you say c'est très important. Yes. Or c'est très important. Evident would be
évident.
Évident. Yes. Recent would be
récent.
Récent. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Constant.
Constant.
Constant. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And words in English ending in ery. Everything in ery, like necessary, contrary, military, everything in ery. Ery goes up into the air. Yes. So instead of in the spelling, A-R-Y is spelled A-I-R-E. So necessary would be?
Nécessaire.
Nécessaire. Nécessaire.
Air.
Yes. So, it is not necessary for me.
Ce n'est pas nécessaire pour moi.
Right. Ce n'est pas nécessaire pour moi. Yes. Mm-hmm. Contrary.
Contraire.
Contraire. Yes. You may hear French people say, au contraire. Mm. They like to say that. Au contraire. Meaning, on the contrary. Au contraire. Au contraire. Yes. Military.
Militaire.
Militaire. Mm-hmm. Yes. And vocabulary.
Vocabulaire.
Right. Vocabulaire.
Should you try and visualize the word?
Yes, sure. I'm giving you the spelling, so visualize the spelling mentally. Yes. Mm. You're not writing it down. I would like is je voudrais. Je voudrais. Je voudrais. I would like. I would. Je voudrais. Je voudrais. Voudrais is spelled in one word, V-O-U-D-R-A-I-S. Je voudrais, I would like. Je voudrais. So again, I would like.
Je voudrais.
Je voudrais. Once more.
Je voudrais.
Je voudrais, yes. Like, to speak is parler. Yes, parler. You may have heard the expression parlez-vous français or whatever, yes. Parler, to speak, spelled P-A-R-L-E-R, parler. And to speak French would be parler français. So I would like to speak French would be. I would like.
Je voudrais parler français.
Right. Je voudrais parler français. Mm-hmm. Yes. With you, with is avec. Avec, spelled A-V-E-C. With you would be avec vous. With me would be avec moi. So I would like to speak French with you.
Je voudrais parler français.
With you.
Avec vous.
Right. Je voudrais parler français avec vous. Mm-hmm. And will you please, is voulez-vous. Voulez-vous. Like, will you, voulez-vous, will you, will you, yes. Actually, voulez-vous has two meanings. That means, will you please. It also means, do you want. But let's use it now as, will you please, voulez-vous. Like, will you speak French with me, would be?
Voulez-vous parler français avec moi.
Right. Voulez-vous parler français avec moi? Mm-hmm.
Voulez-vous parler français avec moi?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. To come is venir. Mm. Think of the veneer on the wood that does not come off. Venir. Venir. To come, spelled V-E-N-I-R. Venir. Like, will you come with me? Would be. Will you?
Voulez-vous?
Right. Come.
Venir.
With me.
Avec moi.
Right. Voulez-vous venir avec moi? Mm-hmm. Yes. To eat is manger. To munch, to eat. Manger is spelled like manger. M-A-N-G-E-R. Manger, to eat. So, will you eat would be?
Voulez-vous manger?
Voulez-vous manger? Always
voulez-vous manger?
Put the stress at the end. Voulez-vous manger? Mm-hmm. So again, to come is like to come what you find on the wood.
Venir.
Right. So, will you come with me?
Voulez venir? Venir?
I want you always to think it out and to take your time. So don't rush it. Will you would be?
Voulez-vous.
Right. Voulez-vous come?
Voulez-vous.
Mm-hmm.
Venir.
Right. With me.
Avec moi.
Right. Voulez-vous venir avec moi? Yes. How would you say, will you come eat with me?
Voulez-vous manger? Come.
Not so fast. Because I want you to think it out, step by step, slowly. So again, will you come eat with me?
Voulez-vous?
Come.
Venir.
Eat.
Manger.
With me.
Avec moi.
Right. That's what I want you to do. Yes. Mm-hmm.